Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabosai. Today's daf is Irvin Daf Mem Hey. We are holding here on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We just started the Mishnah. And again, today's shir is B'schus Refu Shleima for Chaim Ben Yamin Mordechai Ben Aida and for Rus Chaim Moria Bas Rishana Miriam. We're supposed to have immediate and miraculous Refu Shleima. Amen. So, okay, so we're by this Mishnah over here. The Mishnah had said that if someone goes out of his Rishus voluntarily, Birishus means with permission, meaning he goes out of the Rishus, he goes out of the Tchum for a mitzvah or for something that's important, like Kiddush HaChodesh or to save somebody, etc., etc. The Gemara will deal with a couple of specific cases. We'll talk about some army stuff today. But either way, if you went out of the Tchum with permission, and the Mishnah said it then, V'amru lo kvar nasa maisa, and they said that no, whatever you left to do is already been taken care of. So the person gets a new Tchum wherever he stopped. And if he's still inside the Tchum, it's as if he didn't leave. So the Gemara had said, what do you mean as if he didn't leave? Right, that's obviously, right? If you're still within the Tchum, so you never left. So the Gemara said Pshita. So we had two ways to understand what the Mishnah could possibly be teaching us by telling us that if he didn't leave the Tchum, it's as if he's still inside the Tchum. So first one was Rabba, that Ma'od Tema. You might have thought, Hol V'Akar Akar, that since a person is decided to leave the Tchum, so that it could be that as if he loses his Tchum status. So the Mishnah says that it's not true, that he still gets the other Tchum. And this is where we kind of left off. Rav Shimi Bar Chiya Amar, we are at the first line in the wide lines on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. So Rav Shimi Bar Chiya Amar, no, Hachik Amar, this is what it means to say. It's going back on the first part of the Mishnah. And it says like this, meaning he got a new Tchum, meaning he left the Tchum and he got a new Tchum. And what he's saying, when it says then that if it was inside the Tchum, it's as if he never left, that's the following. Meaning the guy goes out of his Tchum, let's say he goes 2,500 amos out of his original Tchum. Yeah, and then they tell him, oh, by the way, whatever you left to do is taken care of already. So he gets a new Tchum wherever he is. But 2,500 amos away from his old position, right? That if you just draw the radiuses, so that his new Tchum is going to overlap inside his old Tchum. So that's what the Gemara says, that's what the Rabbi Shimi Bar Chiya says, that's ki'ilu lo yatza mitchumo. It's as if he didn't leave his original Tchum, and he's allowed to go back to his original Tchum. Yeah, if a Tchum is 2,000 amos and he goes 2,500 out, so then the new Tchum, the new radius that you'll draw from the new area is going to overlap the old area. In that case, right, he's allowed, says Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, to go and back into his old Tchum and use that as his Tchum for Shabbos. So, of course, my comment, what's the machlokas? So, simply with this issue of Mar Sover have lost Tchumim Milsehi, or Mar Sover love Milsehi. Right? This concept of have lost Tchumim literally means swallowing Tchumim, but it means when Tchumim overlap, you kind of get, if you have two halachic Tchumim that are both legitimate, right? Because at the beginning of Shabbos he had his regular Tchum, and now he has a new legitimate Tchum. That is also, you know, okay, because Chazal say it's mutter for a person to leave, and even if he finds out that it's, you know, he was taken care of, etc., etc., that's all our whole topic here. So the second Tchum is also valid, so if they overlap, you get the entire area. So is that a thing or not? So that's the machlokes. Rabba holds it's not a thing, and Rav Shimi Bar Chiya says that it is a thing. So Amar Leah Abaye the Rabba, Abaye said the Rabba, Vat lo tizra, the Avlas Tchumim Milsi. Abaye said the Rabba, what do you mean? You don't hold to this concept. Uma ilu Shabbos b'ma'ara. Right, let's say, what happens, right, if a person decided to take up a Shavisa in a cave? And betocho arbat alafim, right, the inside of the cave, the depth of the cave on the floor is 4,000 amos wide. So again, 2,000 amos tchums next to each other, but v'agaga, but at the roof of the tchum, on the top, right, by the openings, so then pachos mi'arbas alafim ama, right, there's less, meaning the walls of the cave slant upwards, so that the mouth of the cave, right, has less than 4,000 amos apart. If you look at the drawing in Rashi, so that it's not that it's just one big gaping hole, is that there's two exits on either side of the cave, and between them is less than 4,000 amos, even though the bottom of the cave has 4,000 amos. So basically, right, so just back in the Gemara, Uma ilu shavas ben ma'ara shem tochar ba asalafim b'yazgaga pogos mer ba asalafim, ama, right, again, that's our case, lo nimtza mahalichis kula v'chutza la apayim ama, wait, you're going to tell me that you can't go into the cave throughout the entire area? Right, that's, obviously you can go throughout the entire cave, right, that's where your shvisa was, where that involves combining two areas of a tchum. Right, the 4,000 amos is two tchumen. That's an inside the person's cave. Right, inside the cave was the person's tchum. So he said back to him, no, v'lo shani lecha bein heicha the Shabbos ve'avir mechitzos min ba'od yom, leicha the lo Shabbos ve'avir mechitzos min ba'od yom. So Rabbi said back to him, yeah, those cases are very different. In the case of the cave, so he was Shabbos, he set up his residence within the walls of the cave, right, on Erev Shabbos. Right, that's when he inquired. So therefore, he inquired the entire area. But here, this case, right, what happened? He had a 2,000 amos tchum. He went outside the tchum for whatever mutter reason, and he got a new tchum. So originally, when Shabbos started, he didn't set up his residence in that big area. So we're not going to add on to a tchum once Shabbos starts. That's what Rava says. But in a chinam, if he would have set up his shvisa in an area that was 4,000 amos, like the cave, and he could walk throughout the entire thing, and there's walls all around or whatever, so Lamai says that would be fine. So Gemara says, one second, Beichad lo Shabbos. Lo, and you're telling me, really, Rabba holds that in a place where he didn't start Shabbos with two overlapping tchumim, it's not going to work for him? He's not allowed to take the entire area? But it's not, we're going to do a Mishnah, we're going to get to it a little bit later, but we'll see a little bit on our daf, but Rabbi Elazar Omer Shtaim Yikanes, Shalosh Lo Yikanes. Rabbi Elazar said, we mentioned this yesterday, if a person goes two amos outside of a person's tchum, right, 2,002 amos, so he can jump back into the tchum. But shalosh, but ready three, it's no good. Right, so my love, Rabbi Elazar Tamei, isn't this Rabbi Elazar Shita, Damar Hu, Be'emtzon, Be'emtzon, right, isn't this Rabbi Elazar who says that the dalet amos that a person gets when he leaves a tchum, right, you measure that from, right, as if it's a circle around the person, meaning the person is in the middle of those dalet amos, and he can go whichever way he wants. Right, it's not a big area, but he can go either to the right or the left, north, south, whatever. Right, he's in the middle. Arba amos de'yahavale rabbanan, and again, if you're telling me that a person really is allowed to get the two amos, right? It's as if it's swallowed up. It's as if it's two amos swallowed up together. And Rabbi Elazar says that what do you see at the edge of the tchum, right? If he goes 2,002 amos, right? Since what's the halacha when you leave the tchum, you get dalet amos, but you're only two amos away from the 2,000 amos tchum that you set up. So your new tchum, i.e. the dalet amos that you get, and the old tchum, the 2,000 amos, which you're two amos away from, they overlap. So v'kamar yukanes, Rabbi Elazar says that you can go back into your old tchum if you're only two amos away from your tchum, because mistama, right, the new tchum that you have and the old tchum that you have overlap. So alma havlas tchumim milsehi. So apparently we see that you can have a concept of havlas tchumim, of overlapping tchumim, even if the second tchum was established on Shabbos and not before Shabbos started. So Amalei Rabba Bar Chana L'Abaye Umidi Rabbi Elazar Kamosiv L'Lamar. I said, what are you talking about? So you bring a kasha from Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar is not a kasha. Right? Rabbi Elazar is not a kasha. Maybe Rabba holds like the Rabbanan. Right? So the Gemara says, Abaye said to him, no, Amalei in. No, that is a good kasha. Right, because the Shmili Mine Demar, I can't look pliga Rabbana let Rabbi Elazar El Devar Rishus. Because the only machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is if the person left the tchum for no reason, right, for no without permission. But Aval Devar Mitzvah Modulei, but the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Elazar that a person is allowed to go back at this tchum if it was 2,002 amos, if he left for a mitzvah, so he's allowed to go back into his old tchum. So that apparently, right, that's our case here. So apparently Avayis Kasha was fine because the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Elazar in a case when he left the tchum for a mitzvah. Okay, but the Gemara leaves it, that's the end of it. The Gemara leaves that as a Kasha on Rabbah, as to why don't you hold of this concept of muvlayin betocha tchum, that you can kind of combine two tchumim even if the second one was set up on Shabbos. Okay. Fine. The Mishnah had said, "V'chol ha'yotzin lahatzil chozrin l'mkomran." Anybody who goes out to save people, so you can go back. Right, implying that there's no limit to that. It's like Gemara says, that's the Gemara asks. Afilu tuva, right? How far can he go? Right. You said the first part of the Mishnah that you only gets 2,000 amos. Right. Again, if you go outside your tchum, you get a new tchum, but that's only 2,000 amos. This seems to imply that if you go, I don't know, you want to save somebody 10,000 amos away, you can make the 10,000 amos trek back. So which is it? Do you get a new 2,000 amos tchum, or can you even go all the way back home? So I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shechozrin b'klei zayin l'mkomen. What does it mean? It doesn't mean that they can go back however many miles they want. It means that, meaning the second part of the mission is not talking about distance. It's just referring to that they're allowed to bring back their weapons. That if a person's going to war or whatever it is, to save somebody, so you're allowed to bring the weapons back with you. Right, because obviously, but Lamaisa, it's still restricted within the 2,000 amos, the new tchum. The Gemara says, "Umay kosha." Gemara says, "What was the kasha originally?" Dilma lahatzil shiny. Well, maybe going to save somebody is different. Anyway, the first one is talking about Dvar Mitzvah, going out to be Kiddush Chodesh. Maybe it's also nefashos. Maybe that's totally different, and you can go as far as you want. So Gemara says, "Enichanami." So yele e kasha kasha. This is really this was the kasha. It's not because we learned the mission. This mission is in Rosh Hashanah, right? In Yad HaDiyoma, we just had a couple days ago. But Rishon Aloha Yuzazim Misham Kol Yom Kulo. Originally, people would stay, who came to be to testify about the Kiddush HaChodesh, would stay in the Chotzer, the Beis HaMikdash. They would stay there all day because the Beis HaMikdash had walls, but they couldn't get to Yerushalayim, because that was already, because they were only allowed to have, like we said before in the Mishnah, that a person is taken outside of his tchum, he only gets to walk around the enclosure which he's in. So the people originally had to stay inside the Beis HaMikdash. Then, Hitkin Rabbi Gamliel, Lazakin, Sheishna, Mapai, Mamlech, Oruach. Rabbi Gamliel afterwards said, no, you guys all get a new tchum, 2,000 amos in every direction. Velo elu bilvad amru, and not only this, Ella, Afilu, Chachma, Habal Yoled, right? Even if you have a chachma, obviously it means someone who's smart, but here it means a midwife to bring to in a birth. Habal Hatzil Min Agayis, someone's coming to save a person from the army, even Min Hanar, from a river, Min Apolis, from a falling building, Min Adleika, from a fire, Min Harei Hein Kanshe Hayir, those people are all turned into the people of the city, Vishman Alpayim Alech Ol Ruach, and they get, again, 2,000 amos. It's not only by the people testifying about the new moon. The Gemara says, "Ay v'sulo." Why do they only get 2,000 amos? Fa Marta kol ayotzim lahatzil chozrim koman. Right, afilu tuva. Right. What about the second part of the Mishnah? Anybody who goes out to save, right, in those second cases from the river or the army or whatever it is, they can go back to their places. Right. That was the kasha they had of the Mishnah. So I'm going to review the Marav, and this is what we said: shechozrim b'klizayim koman. No. It only means you're allowed to bring the weapons back, but it's not talking about distance at all. Right. You really have that. You only get the 2,000 amos. Obviously, if there's no pikuach nefesh, right? Obviously, we're talking about a case where the pikuach nefesh is over, right? Obviously, if there's pikuach nefesh, you can do whatever you need on Shabbos. So, obviously, when the pikuach nefesh is over, they're allowed to bring their weapons back to Tanya, like we learned in our Braisa. But some achayim menichin klezayim bebayis samach lachoma. Because originally, people going back from war would, or some sort of, fight, whatever it is, maybe not a war, but a skirmish or whatever, they would leave their weapons at the edge by the city walls, right? Again, in the stomach, because they shouldn't carry it inside, mukta, whatever, what have you. Pam achas ikiru bahim oivim v'rotu achareim. Once the enemy saw them, that they put their, I guess, a storage of weapons, and the Jews went to get their weapons, and the enemy came in, and it was a whole balagan, and they crushed each other, and they killed each other, and in the end, it was Yosef and Masha Hargu Oivim, meaning the Jews who tried to getting to the weapons, right, killed each other worse than the Goyim killed them. And Rachman Atzlan, right, but also Shai, it's kinesh, right, reminiscent of the story of Masada. Masada? I haven't been there a long time. I know Masada, they tried to there's a lot of suicides. All right, I take it back. Either way, No, that take it back. No, it's not Masada. It's a story in the Gemara about right when people we had a Masada Shabbos. I think if I'm not mistaken, when a guy walked in with a backwards shoe, right, and he saw that the people saw tracks and they trampled each other. Right, that's why you can't wear these hobnailed shoes or something like that. All right, okay, fine. I'm gonna do chazar on that also. Okay, what to learn. Either way, at that moment they made a dakana that no, bring your weapons home, don't leave them out in the open, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Okay. Right, that's what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no. I'll give you another answer. Lo kasha, there's no stira between the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah and the Mishnah in here in Erevin. Kanshin Itzku Yisrael as Umas Olam. Kan Shenitzku Umas Olam as Atzman. Right here, it depends on who's winning the war. Right, if Am Yisrael won, so then Beseder. So then there's no danger. So you can have 2,000 Amos. But if Rachman Litzlan, the Goyim are victorious, and it says Al Atzman referring to the Jews because the Gemara doesn't want to talk and you know Altif Dakel Asaltam Chas Shalom all that type of stuff Ayin Hara. So when the Goyim are winning the war, so then the Jews can go wherever they need, right? Because that's already you know an issue of danger. Again, obviously, if it's an issue of mamish pikuach nefesh, so then you don't even need to tell me that it's mutter. But mustama, it's a case where the battle is over and the goyim won, and it's not a case of mamish pikuach nefesh at this moment. But maybe it could lead to, I don't know. Okay, beseder. Obviously, the Mishnah doesn't teach us of pikuach nefesh. It must be some sort of case where the danger had passed, but it still existed in some fashion. All right. If Goyim are going to fight against a Jewish city, we don't go out to war to fight them, and we don't take our weapons on Shabbos. And as we'll see, you know, in certain cases, but Tanya Mihachi also learned Nochem Shetzaru, etc. But Medvar Mamurim, what is this case? If they're coming to get some money, to kind of take some property or enact some taxes or whatever, but if they came to kill some people, if it's a pogrom, if it's a whatever, if it's a riot, if it's a massacre, chas v'shalom, so then yotzen aleihem mikli zayinan. Obviously, we go out with our weapons and mechalel as a Shabbos and you mechalel Shabbos for no problem. Obviously, that's something that requires a war. Over here, smucha l'sfar, and if you have a border city, afil lo bo iskin nefashos el al iskin tevin v'kash yotzin aleihem mechle zaynem mchalim nes Shabbos. On a border city, it was very dangerous back in the day. Obviously, our rules of engagement have changed, but we can still understand the concept that a border city was much more valuable strategically. So even if the goyim came just to take some straw from the fields, so you go out to protect the border cities. On Shabbos with your weapons, and Michal Shabbos, the whole deal, because that was crucial to the safety of Am Yisrael. I'm Rav Yosef Bar Minyami, I'm Rav Nachman, Ubavel, Ki'iras Mukha L'Svar. Bavel was considered to be one of these border cities. Damyo, it was similar. Okay, V'targum Naharda, and they said, which part of Bavel, not all of Bavel, but Naharda, specifically Naharda, that was, I guess, the way it was set up, it was the on the edge of the Jewish settlements, and if you get into the Narada, you could have easy access at all the other Jewish settlements. Okay, perhaps. I assume. Darif Rav Dostoy Dimin Biri. Rav Dostoy from Biri said the following. My dechti, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Vayagidu l'David lomar hinei plishtim l'chamim b'ki'ila v'hema shosim es agronos. This is, again, a story that kind of demonstrates what we're talking about. When they said to David HaMelech, the Plishtim are coming to Keilah, and they're taking all the Tevin, and all the Kash, or whatever. So Tana went to the Raisa, Keilah, Ir HaSmuch, HaSmar HaSa. That was a border city. And that's exactly what the Plishtim came for. They came for some straw from the fields. Dechtiv, as Buzik says, as we just read, Vehema Shosim as a Granos. That's what they wanted, the Granos, the threshing floors, etc. The Pasuk says, "Vayshal David b'Hashem lemor ha'elech ve'kisi v'plishtem ha'ilu v'yomer Hashem al David lech ve'kisa z'plishtem v'shotas ki'ilo." And David asked, "Akash Baruch Hu, should I go?" I asked the Urim v'Tumim, "Should I go fight them?" And Hashem said, "Yes." So Gemara says, "My kibayla." What was David's question? Ilema yishari aser. If he's asking Akash Baruch Hu, is mutter aser? Sorry, Beis Din Shmuel or Amasi Kayim, right? Well, just go to Beis Din. Hey, we don't ask kashas of Akash Baruch Hu. Even in times of Nevuah, we don't ask mutter, usher kashas to the Urim and Tumim, to the Nevi'im. Right? We have the Loba Shamayim, he Chazal. Right? We determine what is what's the Psa'ach Halacha. So David should have gone to Shmuel's Beis Din, right? Not to check the Urim and Tumim. So Ella, rather, e mitzlach, e lo mitzlach. It must be that David would want to know if he'd be matzliach. And Dekanami, and that makes sense from the text, because the Chliyah Pasuk says, lech v'kisa v'plishtim v'oshatas ki'ilo. Right? What does it say? You'll go and you'll save the city, meaning you will be successful. So therefore, Shema Amino, that's what David's question was. Okay, fine. New Mishnah. Misha yashav baderech. Let's say a person is sitting down to chill a little bit on his journey. Right, Rashi says lanuach, to rest. Shaya ayef, he was tired. V'lo haya yodea shehu b'tchum ha'ir. Right, he didn't realize he's within the 2,000 amos of the city. V'chosh chalosham. And all of a sudden, looks up, the whole man, Shabbos is here. V'kshamad rashu samach la'ir b'tchum. And then he realizes afterwards, after Shabbos has hit, that he has inside the tchum. So what's the pshat? So that was Rashi. So let's go back to the Mishnah. Misha yasha b'derek v'amad barah. A person who was sitting on a journey and got up and he saw that he was actually inside the tchum. He saw that he was next to a city. Rabbi Meir says, since your intention was not to go into the city, you do not go into the tchum. Meaning, you get your tchum from wherever you are. Right, you can't just measure the tchum from the city itself. You don't get to be like you're living in the city. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you can't answer. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can go inside. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh v'haya v'nichnas, Rabbi Tarfon, below mitkavin, and sure enough, Rabbi Tarfon did this. He went into a city he judged that his tchum was as if he was living in the city, even though he didn't realize where he was at the time when Shabbos came in. And this is, we'll see in the next mission also. Do you need cognizant das to set up your tchum? Right? These mishnayos are about that. Says the Gemara very quickly, a couple of lines to it until we get to another mishnah. Tanya Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh Rabbi Tarfon, Shaya Mahalach Baderech. Right? The story goes, Rabbi Tarfon was traveling for Choshkalo, and it became Shabbos. It became dark. It became Shabbos. For Lon Chutz La'ir, and he slept outside the city. The Shachris in the morning, Matzoh Roy Bakar, the shepherds saw him Vamulo, and they said to him, Rabbi, Harei Ha'ir Lefanecha. Right? The city's just around this bend. Right, it's just right here. He can't go inside. So Nichnas v'yashav the Beis Hamedrash. Right, Rabbi Tarfon went and sat in the Beis Hamedrash with Darsh calling him Kulo, and he learned all day there. So that seems to be a proof that you get the city as your tchum. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Misham Raya, that's not a proof. Shema Belibo Haisa. Maybe that's what he wanted to do. Maybe that was his intention. That's where he wanted to be Konish Visa. Or maybe that base, how do you know that base Medrash was outside the Tchum? Maybe that was just the first couple of buildings inside the city. Maybe it was inside the Tchum that he had gotten for himself on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so you can't prove from that story. Vayter, says the Mishnah, Mishi Yoshein Baderech. Let's say a person is traveling, it's a long journey, he's in a carriage or whatever, and he's sleeping. V'lo yada shech ha-sheicha. And he doesn't know that Shabbos hit. And you have to establish a kona shvisa. You have to figure out where you can go. So yesh lo apayim ama l'chol ruach. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, okay, wherever Shabbos hit, you figure it out, calculate it, do your best. You get 2,000 amos from wherever you are, even if you're sleeping. The Chachamim omrim aim lo el arba amos. The Chachamim say, no, a person needs active, awake. Maybe I don't know if he has to be awake. I'm not sure how you monitor it. It's definitely not unconscious, right? If you're sleeping, then you don't get up high. Mama, you need to be kona shvisa actively. You need to be awake to be kona shvisa on Shabbos, and you only get dalet amos. Rabbi Elazar Omer who Omer v'hu be'emtzon, and this is what we quoted before. That Rabbi Elazar says the dalet amos according to the Chachamim that you're in the middle of it, and you get two amos in each direction. In any direction. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Leiz Ruch Sheyirza Yelech. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can go four amos in whatever direction you want. Umod Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda does admit that Shein Birer Lo Shein Or Yachol Lachzer Lo. But Rabbi Yehuda does agree that if he goes four amos in one direction, then he cannot go four amos in another direction. He can't choose. He can't change his mind. Hayu Shnayim Miktas. Hayu Shnayim. Let's say there are two people. And mitzas amosav shalzeh b'toch amosav shalzeh, and each of them has four amos, but that overlaps a little bit, right? They're stuck outside the tchum, and each of their four amos overlaps. So mevi'in ve'ochlin be'emtza. You can bring food and put it between the two of them. U'v'avashlo yotzei zeh mitoch shalo b'utoch shal chaveru. As long as you know, one person A does not bring his stuff into the area for a person B. Hayushlosha, let's say there are three people, right? Then each of them has four amos. So the entire area is eight amos. And you have, but the person, if you can imagine that, the second person, right? Shimon, Levi, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Shimon's Dalet Amos is swallowed up in between Reuven and Levi's, right? All of them are overlap, except that Reuven and Levi's doesn't overlap. Reuven overlaps with Shimon, and Shimon overlaps with Levi. So, if you can imagine, Shimon's Dalet Amos in the middle, Levi has two Amos on the right, shall we say, and Reuven has two Amos on the left. So that's, obviously, that's eight Amos total, but that's for three people. Right, so what do you do? What can you do? So, who mutar imo? And behim mutarin imo? Right, so they can put his food. They can Reuven can hang out with Shimon. Shimon can hang out with Levi. They can exchange food, but Reuven and Levi, they cannot. They again, their tchumim, their dalet amos do not overlap. I'm Rabbi Shimon. What's this similar to? The shalosh chatzeres apsuchos zuluzu. The three chatzeres that are open to each other. Upsuchos the shusar aben, and they're open to the shusar aben. So irvu shtayim imayim tzais. If the two outer ones made an eruv with the middle one, so he muteris imahim, vehim muteris ima, so they can, you can carry from the outer courtyards to the middle one. V'shtam echitzon yozasur zubazu, but you cannot carry from chotzer A to chotzer C. Okay. So that's a lengthy Mishnah. So let's see what the Gemara says. Boy Rava, Microsoft Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri shita? Again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had said that if a person is sleeping when his Shabbos hits, he is still Kona Shvisa from wherever that was. So what's his shita? Misavar Kosavar, a little funny phrase. Does he hold that Cheftze Hefker Konin Shvisa, that a Chefetz, an item that is Hefker, acquires shvisa for itself? Uvedinhu the litzlug bekelim, and really this Mishnah could have had a machlokas by hefker kelim, right? That kelim that don't belong to anybody, that they, and you know, you could have had the same machlokas in the Mishnah. Because the miflug of adam, and the fact that the machlokas is by a person, l'dicha kocha the rabbanan, is to teach you that how strong the rabbanan's opinion is, that even a person who's sleeping does not get to kona shvisa if he's not awake. Davagav the ikal amemar hol v'neir Kana, Yashin Nami Kana, because you could have just argued that, well, if he would have woken up, right, he would have acquired his own 2,000 amos. So maybe if he's sleeping, he should also get it. So the Chachamim say no, excuse me, that someone who's sleeping does not get his 2,000 amos. O Doma, or maybe, because of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Be'alma Chefzi Hefker in Konin Shvisa, that maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that regular Hefker items do not have 2,000 amos of what's called to themselves, of tchum to themselves. V'hacha, but here, why does a person get 2,000 amos when he's sleeping? Hainu taima hol v'neir kana yoshin nami kana. Because this logic we just said before, that since if he would have been awake, he would have gotten 2,000 amos. So too, when he's sleeping, he also gets 2,000 amos. So Rav Yosef said, Tashma, I'll bring you proof. Geshamim sheyardu me'erev yomtiv. Let's say rain fell on erev yomtiv. Yesh la'en alpayim amal l'chol ruach. Right? You get a beyomtiv. Those rains get 2,000. You can bring them 2,000 amos in any direction. Zarei hein k'ragli kol adam. They're just like the feet of any people, right? Of anybody who picks it up, right? Anybody who gets this water. Right? So apparently, chefte hefker do get 2,000 amos. So, if you'll tell me that Kasav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Chetze Hefker Konim Shvisa, if you'll tell me like the first way that we understood that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that something that's Hefker does get 2,000 amos, so how money Rabbi Yochanan? So who's this price alike? It's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Eli Iyamers Chetze Hefker Ain Konim Shvisa, but if you'll tell me like the second way we understood, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri also holds, like the Chachamim, that items that are hefker do not get 2,000 amos of tchum. How money? Who is this price alike? Lo Rabbi Yochanan, lo Rabbanan. And it's like neither of them. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that cheftzei hefker do get their own tchum of 2,000 amos. Yosef Abaye v'kamar lo hashmeitzer. Abaye was sitting, chilling, and saying this vort over, this idea, this back and forth, this that which Rav Yosef said. So I'm like, Rav Safra l'Abaye, Rav Safra said, what are you talking about? Why is that a good proof? Dilma gishamim asmuchim le'iras kina. Maybe the case is where the rain fell next to a city. V'anshe osayir daitam iluya. Daitam alayhu. That maybe the people in the city had das to acquire this rain. Right, so maybe that's why the rain has 2,000 amos, because you know people are expecting the rain. They see the rain. They intend to acquire the rain. It's not a case of heftze hefker at all. So Rabbi said back to Rav Safra, lo sakadaitach. No. That can't be the case. The time, because we learned in the Mishnah, bor shel yochid, a pit that belongs to a person, or a cistern rather. Kiragli yochid. It's as if it's like the feet of a person. Meaning, it's as if it's it belongs to that person. Right? It has 2,000 amos, like the tum of that of its owner. There shall also a year, but if you have water or a well or a cistern from a city, so that's kiragli osa year. That again belongs to the people of the city. Vishal oli bavel, and for people who are making the trek from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So, meaning if you have a well that is stationed on the road for those people who are going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, then Karagli Hamamale, then the water is assumed to be owned by whoever brings it up. And each time a person draws from the well, that water will acquire Shvisa like the person, according to that person who drew it. So it must be that this water, which is technically Hefker, right, does acquire some sort of shvisa. Vitanya, let's just go over, and yeah, so Rabbi didn't finish yet, but Vitanya, but we also learned that Rabbi said, Bor shel shvatim yishlem apayim av l'chol ruach. Right, a bor that belongs to the shvatim, meaning, again, people traveling to Eretz Yisrael, yishlem apayim av l'chol ruach, right, the water of the pit have the 2,000 amos tchum. Right, again, the chefze hefker, that this water of hefker, gets its own tchum. So Gemara says, one second, kashya dadi. So right, it's a kasha between the two of them, right? Again, the first Bryce had said that the water does not acquire its own tchum, it acquires the tchum of its owner. And the second Bryce that we just said, the water does have its own tchum, so that's a stira. So the Gemara said, Allah, Shmamina, ha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, ha Rabbanan. Right, it must be, this is the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan. And that's why Abaye was bringing that proof about water, that's why Rabbi Yosef, rather, was bringing that proof about the water, because again, this must be the machlokas, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri must hold that Chefze Hefker do acquire their own tchum. And Kiyasala, when came to Rabbi Yosef, when he came in front of Rabbi Yosef, right, when Rabbi came to Rabbi Yosef, Amarle, Ha'achi kam Rav Safra, Ve'achi Hadri Leis. Rabbi told him the story about him and Rav Safra, Amarle, Ve'amailu Tema Levigufa. And so he said, why don't you prove it? Rabbi Yosef said, why don't you prove it from the actual Brisa, from the original Brisa? The second brisa, Isakadaitach. If you would have thought that Ksham Mesmukum Beiraskin, and if you thought that we were actually talking about rain that fell by a city, so Hay Yishlein Apayim Amachol Ruach. Right? Why would they? If the brisa had used the phrase that the water gets a tchum of 2,000 amos, you should have just said incorrectly. Anshe Oso Yirmi Boyalei. Right? You should have just said that the water, the rainwater, belongs to the people of the city. Right, it must be clearly that the rain is not falling near a city, because otherwise it just belonged to the people of the city that would claim it, that it would have das. So it must be that case is talking about actual Chefze Hefker, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he does hold that items that are Hefker acquire a 2,000 Amos Tchum. Okay, Shkoyach Kol Rabosei, we'll stop here, and we'll go right there on the Hail Yishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.